You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we are joined by Emily Wilcox, the Australian COO for Practify, a business management platform revolutionizing the financial advice industry. Emily, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Thank you very much. It's great to be talking with you.
And I couldn't agree more. Great to have you out. So tell our audience, for starters, a bit about your background and how you came to become the COO of Practify.
Yeah, with pleasure. So I've been with Practify now for just under 5 years. So I was actually one of the very first employees in the team 5.5 years ago. So I was at university doing a law degree. And as so many law graduates would know, at the point that you graduate, you sort of have a bit of a crisis and realize that maybe being a lawyer is not the game for you. And I was luckily, I was extremely fortunate to know both Glenn and Adrian, our co-founders at the time, and they gave me the opportunity to come in and join the team at Practify, the fledgling team at that point, as the foundational ops employee with the team. So it was an amazing opportunity because we came in totally greenfield. And we built it up from nothing, essentially, all of the operational functions and literally everything from the ground up. So from there, I've kind of grown within the business. I did have a little bit of a time away to sort of spread my wings and get a little bit more industry experience. But I come back recently to aid in the expansion into the U.S., which is extremely exciting.
It certainly sounds like it. Now, in your experience, what has been the biggest difference in engaging Australian customers for Practify versus U.S. customers?
That's a very good question. I actually love this question because I think that many Australians and probably many Americans think that Australia and the U.S. are extremely aligned in the way that they approach business, the way that they approach life in general. But for me personally, being sort of thrown into the U.S. world in the last 12 months specifically, I've noticed a vast number of incredible differences, good differences, of course. The biggest to me is that the US audience seem to make decisions much more quickly than us back in Australia. I don't know whether that's because of our relaxed nature or what it is, but they certainly seem to be more, particularly when it comes to technology, to be wanting to sort of jump in feet first and just give it a go. That being said, I think that our Australian customers anyway, are a little bit more wanting to learn and understand things in much more granular detail before they give it a go. So they're a little bit more, it seems like they're a little bit more studious or something like that. But across the board, I think, I mean, at Practify, we're extremely lucky. We've got a fantastic group of clients and we've got great relationships with all of them. So it's actually a bit, it's almost like we're learning as we go, and it's awesome.
Now, Emily, in your experience, what is the biggest misunderstanding that the financial advice industry has when it comes to their CRMs?
Yeah, this is actually a big one that we talk to our clients and our prospective clients about every single day. I think that unfortunately there's a perception that a CRM is simply meant to be just a contact management system, essentially a Rolodex of your clients with their phone numbers and their addresses. And many people have these incredible systems and they're absolutely not maximizing the value that they can get from them. Some of them are very expensive as well. But there's a reason that they call it a relationship management platform or a client relationship management platform, because that the relationship is what you should be building around. So you should know that obviously that John Smith lives in Happy Street, but you should also know what he likes to do on the weekends and that he loves basketball and that when you speak to him, he likes to speak on Tuesday afternoons because that's when he's been out for lunch with his friends and is in a good mood. And you should be able to have an extremely detailed and very deep understanding of your clients. And also, it needs to be more than just your clients. Like, a good CRM is going to allow you to automate and really give you rich internal business processes that is going to allow you to build the efficiencies to allow you to have these amazing relationships with your clients. And I think that, honestly, most of the firms that we speak to on a daily basis don't do this to the extent that they could be in their CRMs. It's meant to enable your customers into relationships. It's not meant to just simply be a repository of information. And I think that is the biggest misconception, and one that we try to fight every single day that we're chatting to our clients.
Certainly appreciate your perspective there. Today we are joined by Emily Wilcox, the Australian COO for Practify, a business management platform revolutionizing the financial advice industry, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Emily, what excites you about the future of technology within the financial advice space?
This is a good one, and any tech nerd or any entrepreneur would be delighted to answer this question, so I'm glad you asked it. Around everyone's heard the buzzwords around AI and robo-advice and those sorts of things, but honestly, to me, as someone who does deal with the financial advisors on the ground every day, I think the most exciting thing for a typical advisor today is just being able to fully automate their internal processes and building out these amazing, robust efficiencies in their business using the many industry-specific tools that they have available to them now. Thank you, FinTech, for that. To free up the time to service their clients and ultimately build and deliver more value to their clients. I think that advisory firms who can provide like very transparent 24/7 services like access to client portals, real-time valuations, essential communications and information, these guys will ultimately increase their customers' awareness and understanding of their financial position and the tools that, and they have access to these tools that will ultimately increase their clients' engagement and trust. Which, I mean, that's only a good thing on every single level. So I think that sometimes we can get carried away thinking of all these incredible, big, robust, amazing AI-type tools, but I think at the heart of it, it's actually the fundamental tools that are developing and growing every day, enabling you to grow out this awesome ecosystem to ultimately enable you to do your job more effectively and to have incredible relationships with your clients and keep those relationships growing and fostering.
Lastly, what is your advice to other young women who want to either get into the tech industry or the financial advice industry? What is your thoughts and advice for young women in those regards?
Yeah, I'm extremely fortunate. I'm quite young, and I'm a female in the tech and finance industries, which are somewhat cursed, I think, with the stigma of being extremely male-dominated. And although this may be true in many cases, I think if you look, there's strong and driven women everywhere, and you can always find incredible role models in any industry that you're wanting to dive into. There are also, especially in it, I'm very quick to say that especially in my case, there are very many men in leadership who are completely behind you and willing you to succeed. I know Glenn and AJ, the two co-founders of Practify, my very first day, they've always been in my corner and pushing me forward and helping me develop my skills and grow my career. And honestly, I think the best advice that I've ever received and share it whenever I can is that you just got to know what you're capable of, and you have to be bold and jump in feet first and go for it. It's always much better to ask for forgiveness than permission, I would say.
Well, Emily, we certainly appreciate your taking a moment to be with us here today within your busy schedule. It is much appreciated. If listeners wanted to get further information on Practify and also be in contact with you, where is the best place online to do that?
That would be at Practify, PRACTIFI.com. All of our information and our contact details are up there, as well as an awesome photograph of our amazing team.
And that certainly works, and we'll include a link within the show notes of this broadcast. Again, Emily, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And you're certainly more than welcome. We've been speaking with Emily Wilcox, the Australian COO for Practify, a business management platform revolutionizing the financial advice industry. And for further details, visit Practify.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.